Here's Fiona Kelly.
Details of a damning new audit of the HSE's payroll generates the lead story in today's Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail. Both papers report that the HSE overpaid staff by almost 15 million euro by the end of 2023, up from 10.5 million euro the previous year. The Independent also highlights how 1 million euro, which was due to be repaid by 711 staff and former staff, some of whom may have died or gone to live abroad, was written off as bad debt over the course of those 2 years. The Irish Examiner and Irish Times both lead with the cautionary warning issued by Central Bank Governor Gabriel McClough to the government yesterday about plans to ease lending rules to allow developers to borrow more money to boost the building of apartments. Both papers also quote the finding from the latest DAF.ie report that you'll also have heard in the bulletin that house prices are more than 11% higher than they were this time last year. The arrest of five men following a series of dawn raids in the east of the country yesterday are covered on the front of today's Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. It's reported that the men, three of whom are believed to be brothers, are being questioned in connection with the activities of the drug trafficking gang known as The Family. Their arrest came after a global police investigation managed to unlock an encrypted phone network known as Ghost, which included messages from members of The Family about drugs shipments into Ireland. Turning to the Northern papers, the Belfast Telegraph leads with the decision to award an MBE to a convicted UVF terrorist for community work he has done in Lurgan, County Armagh. When 62-year-old David Martin was first announced as a proposed recipient, an internal investigation into the decision was undertaken. DUP MP Carla Lockhart championed his cause, describing him as a changed man. And the 62-year-old received the award last week from Prince William at Windsor Castle. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that more than 60 patients have died while in the care of mental health inpatient units in Northern Ireland in the last decade. Back in the front of the Times, there's a story there about how Gardaí investigating the suspected murder of American woman Annie McCarrick in Ireland 3 decades ago are working closely with French police and have interviewed a potentially crucial witness in France. The development comes as her family prepare for the 32nd anniversary of the 27-year-old's disappearance tomorrow. The case was upgraded to a murder inquiry 2 years ago. And since then, there have been a number of important developments, including new information about when Miss McCarrick, who had been living in Sandymount in Dublin, was last seen. And finally, rumours about Tiger Woods' relationship with Vanessa Trump, which have been doing the rounds in recent weeks, have been confirmed by a post on social media by the golfing legend himself. Vanessa Trump was married to Donald Trump Jr. for 12 years between 2005 and 2018, and the couple have 5 children together. Lots of today's papers report that Tiger Woods, who is usually extremely private about his personal life, surprised many when he posted pictures of them both on X alongside the caption, "Love is in the air."
Fiona, thank you very much.